I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For several years, we've heard a lot about Central Americans fleeing violence back home and heading to the U.S. Many end up in detention centers here, but some are released from those centers and they fight deportation from outside the razor wire. That freedom comes with conditions, though, conditions that some immigrants say makes life extra tough. Here's a story of one woman here in Boston. She's from El Salvador, but hopes to stay in the U.S. Reporter Heidi Shin recently caught up with her.
I meet Estella at home. It's morning, and she's finished working all night at a fish factory. She tells me about her job while her 2-year-old girl plays. Her friend translates.
So basically, we select the best-looking fillets, and we also have to take out the little worm. We have to take out the bones.
She inspects hundreds of fish a night. When Estella gets home at 8 a.m., her 2 older boys are already at school. Before noon, she picks up her toddler from daycare. But on Tuesdays, things are different. That's when an immigration officer is supposed to come by. Last September, Estella and her kids fled El Salvador. An armed gang threatened to recruit her teenage son. Estella says that she knew what happened to some boys who defied these gangs. They disappeared. At the Texas border, the family was put in detention. They were released based on their asylum claim. Now, on Tuesdays, Estella stays alert all day, waiting for the immigration officer to check on her. There's no set time.
So she's afraid she can't sleep because she's afraid that they'll ring the bell and she won't hear it and she won't open the door for them. She'll be in trouble.
If she misses the doorbell, there are consequences. For one, the GPS ankle bracelet could come back. It's black and bulky, and Estella wore it for months after detention, in bed, at work, in the shower. Estella worries the bracelet will get attached again if she misses the officer's visit.
Is it uncomfortable?
Es incómodo.
Sí, es bien incómodo.
Yes, it's uncomfortable, she says.
Incluso son como descargas de corriente.
Yeah, you actually feel the electrical current sometimes.
It's like a prickling sensation, Estella says, who asked not to use her full name while her case is pending. Also, the monitor needs recharging several times a day, which means waiting, tethered to an outlet for 2 hours at a time. While Estella waits for the officer to knock, her baby fusses, having missed all her naps. And the phone rings, a lot.
Hello? Uh-huh.
It's the baby's father. He's still in detention. Next, her attorney calls with her next court date. The outlook for the family is unknown. Asylum cases can be hard to win. By 3 p.m., Estella's eyelids are heavy with sleep. The immigration officer hasn't arrived yet. Her 2 older boys are home from school by now. The teenager heads for his room. The 12-year-old fiddles with his phone at the kitchen table. He's made 2 friends at school, also boys who've just come from El Salvador. His mom says they never talk about crossing the border. At 3:55 p.m., there's finally a knock on the door.
Oh, Estella, aquí está el hombre de migración.
Estella rushes to answer the door, thinking it's the immigration officer, but it's not.
No.
No?
No sé.
Hi.
It's a delivery man. In fact, Estella says, sometimes the immigration officer doesn't show up at all, skips a week or two without letting her know. Estella closes the door and heads straight to her bedroom to sleep. She needs to be back to work at the fish factory in just a few hours. For The World, Heidi Shin, Boston.
Heidi's story was produced with the support of the Images and Voices and Hope Restorative Narrative Fellowship.